This is episode 1682. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and here you are getting ready to do one of the best things you could possibly do for yourself as you get ready to meditate. In today's episode, you are going to celebrate all you have explored this week as you began a fresh start, as you began a brand new year. And we have explored 6 different ways you can become a better person as you begin a brand new year. You've explored how to focus on a virtue rather than simply focusing on a goal or a resolution. You are aiming for a deeper joy within you, rather than fleeting temporary happiness that goals bring to us, such as maybe you want to improve your health, or maybe you want to achieve some success at what you do for a living, or to improve a relationship. These are important goals and resolutions, but the deep inner joy comes from within you. And it's already there. It's more having you reveal those qualities that are your true inner nature. So when you focus on a virtue, you improve your character. If you focus on being kinder or being more patient or being more trustworthy, these are qualities that not only benefit you, but they help to improve the world around you. They make life a better place for those who you share your life with. So you are doing important work this week. And in the final episode, it's time to celebrate. And as you celebrate, reflect on the week, what worked well for you as you focused on a virtue, and what was more challenging or difficult. And as you bring this reflection into your meditation, you will notice that you become more aware of influences in your life that either bring you upward towards your aspirations or bring you downward, more towards your ego. The more you can release tendencies towards your ego, the happier you will be in your life. Your ego needs constant attention. It needs to be fed constantly. So you're often distracted and pulled away from your true inner nature, which is peace and kindness and all the virtues you're focusing on. So in today's meditation, as you settle yourself down and begin to relax your mind and your body, you may be doing your regular daily routine and activities as you listen to this, and that is fine. If you are settled down getting ready to meditate, that is fantastic, because it's this consistency which actually creates new neural pathways in your brain that help you respond to stress in a much better way, to where you begin to see results in your life. You feel happier. You sleep better. You feel more at peace. You don't stress as much or become as distracted, because you're not so focused on what's happening around you that can be agitating your ego. You're more focused inward on your virtues that you share with others. Living more inwardly, staying close to your values, is one of the best ways to gain any virtue you're seeking. So settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. As you close your eyes, gently uplift your gaze. This keeps your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. Allow yourself time to feel your body relax, not forcing your breath in any way or your relaxation anyway. Allow yourself to unfold into peace and stillness. Know our full guided meditations are on the Sip and Om meditation app. There you can try for 2 weeks free access to the full app when you subscribe. Over 1,800 guided meditations where you can meditate up to half an hour. You receive a journal customized for each week's series, each week's theme, as well as a slowdown guide with the different techniques I share with you each day, organized on the guide for you. This is like a cheat sheet for you when you encounter stress. You can select a technique and do it to calm your mind and body, keeping you focused. Again, this is the Sip and Om meditation app. As you're seated, relaxing, unwinding, notice how you feel. Reflect on the week you just experienced. Think about the events of your week that stand out in your mind. Go through your week in reverse, beginning from this moment, going back through the days and just noticing what seems to stand out to you most. As you focus on the different events that stand out to you, think about whether or not this situation or this person or this event lifted you upward towards your highest aspirations, or did it seem to plummet your energy and your focus? Just become aware, not judging anything or anyone, just noticing how you responded to the events of this past week. Not spending a whole lot of time on any one event, just scanning the past week you experienced and noticing how you responded in an upward way or in a downward way. And as you reflect, think about what may have triggered your upward or downward spiral. Was it lack of sleep, so you weren't able to handle your emotions as well? Maybe you were hungry or not eating well. Maybe you felt fearful or doubtful. And then what triggered that? What caused you to feel fearful and doubtful? Reflect on the more significant events of your week. This awareness is key to beginning to recognize patterns within yourself so that you can shift in areas where you notice you need a little more support. And in areas where you feel uplifted, you can think about how to bring more of those experiences into your life. Continue to reflect on your week, the days of your life in your fresh new start. You are so worth slowing down for.